some parts of the country, you could be paying €2 a litre or more for your diesel this weekend, despite government excise cuts. Along with that comes a warning from Gardaí about an increase in fuel theft. I'm joined by Kevin McPartin, CEO of Fuels for Ireland, and Verona Murphy, Independent TD for Wexford. You're both welcome to the programme. Kevin, the excise on fuel is reduced already in an attempt to address this. That'll be extended beyond the end of August. So explain to us why the prices are back up to €2 and above in some places.
Morning, Claire. Well, I think the you're right to highlight the excise duty as having had an impact on prices paid at the pumps. The government decided at the end of February to reduce petrol by 20 cents per litre and diesel by 15 cents per litre. However, it's worth saying that on wholesale markets in the 48 hours in advance of that decision being announced, diesel had increased 22 cents per litre. So even on the day that the excise duty reduction was implemented, it was already neutralised. So it hasn't had that dramatic impact. Since that time, the situation in Ukraine has obviously continued most tragically. But also the EU Commission has announced that it will be implementing formal sanctions on Russian oil and gas from year end. That has put yet greater pressure on energy suppliers in Europe to move away from Russian suppliers, and they are competing with the people who we have traditionally been buying fuel from, because we never really did buy a lot of fuel from Russia.
So given all of that, have the prices per barrel gone up significantly since March?
Very significantly. So if you were to look at the barrel prices are probably not the best indicator. There's an indicator called Platts, which is the wholesale prices of diesel which are released every day. That's gone up about 21 cents since March. So you can see the wholesale prices continuing to increase steadily.
Okay, Verona, do you understand why we're at these prices again so soon after we had the excise cuts in March?
I absolutely do, and I think I'm disappointed to see that the narrative is shifting away from government having done everything that they can. That's not true. There is no will in government to do more, and they can do more. In the morning, they could reduce the price of fuel by 15 cents a litre by taking the tax from the tax. But let me just explain that.
So
here,
another excise cut, is it?
It's not an excise cut. It's taking the VAT off the excise. And just let me explain, because it's very important and it's very straightforward. On the AA website, I'm going to take their model because I couldn't find a more up-to-date one. The price per litre before any tax is added for petrol is 82.3 cents. That's the price of the fuel. Everything on top of that is tax, excise or VAT. Now, the contribution that government, or sorry, the take from government is 54%. And if they were to stop adding VAT to all of the excise, which includes the NORA levy, the biofuel levy, excise duty, carbon tax levy, all of those things, they're the better energy levy, it would save 14.4 cents to the consumer. So government is taking an extra 14.4 cents by adding VAT to all of the levies that they don't need to do. So when they say that they can't do any more, and that they're really, what they're saying is they want to blame everyone and everybody else, and the reality is that they don't have the cojones to do what needs to be done for the consumer.
If they did that, you would still have people who are looking at €2 a litre today paying 186.
It actually equates down to 165. When you do it that way, it would. We can't
control
the barrel of oil price. So
you're taking off more than the 14 cents that you just explained.
They can do more. They can remove the carbon tax levy. All of these levies are set by national government.
Okay, so
nothing
that's more than the VAT on the tax.
How much is
an acceptable price per litre?
I would have said always €1 per litre. Government needs to do more.
When was it last €1 per litre? You're going back a long way.
Sorry, Claire. No, let me finish and let me explain it. It was never €1 a litre in recent times. What I'm saying is, as an emergency measure and to reduce the cost of living, fuel is the very commodity that affects everything. Whether it's the food you put in your mouth, the shoes you put in your feet, the clothes in your back, it is affected, and inflation affects the cost of fuel. Do you know what I mean? So if we want to reduce the cost of living, we have to tackle the price of fuel.
Okay.
It's the the only way, and it's the government saying that they can't do it. The truth is, there's no will to do it.
Kevin, this warning from Gardaí about drive-offs and theft of home heating oil, are you seeing much evidence of that?
To be honest, we're not, Claire. And I was a bit surprised to read that in the Irish Daily Mail, because I think really it seems that there was an example of a spate in a localised area that was reported. We haven't seen an increase in the number of drive-offs. Clearly, the value of drive-offs has increased because the cost of fuel has increased. But it's not something that's increased dramatically. And let's be honest, you know, people understand there is very sophisticated CCTV systems in place. The number plate identifies their vehicle. They will be identified on CCTV. It's not something that people are keen to take a risk on because they know the chance of detection is extremely high.
Kevin McPartland from Fuels for Ireland and TD Verona Murphy, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll return to that topic, by the way, in our gathering. But right now, we'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.